whatever we have been talking about wasn't complicated enough, we're going one step deeper in this chapter, okay? Parakeh. This is pretty deep concepts, and we'll try to explain it as best as, first of all, I can't explain it better than I understand it. That's one limitation. And then after that, we have to still try to explain it. So let's hope. So it's like this. What we said last time, and this is basically the principle that we're working with, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the midos and all the toyarim that we explain and we talk about Hashem, we're never talking about Hashem himself. Hashem is not Rachamon, he's not Tov, he's not Meitiv, he's not Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof. Ein Sof, there's no description, it's not limited by the midos that we can use. It only begins to have a tfisa when you go out of the Ein Sof and HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts being mashpia into the world through the midos. So when he starts being mashpia to the world and interacting with the world as melech, that's when we start now getting a tfisa, and that's as much as we can have a tfisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the melech. But he himself will never describe it. And we explained that the inyan of bracha and the inyan of tefillah is that we are being marbe, riboy. We're giving a riboy to Hashem. So how's it possible to give a riboy to Hashem? So the answer is we're not giving a riboy to Hashem himself. We're giving a riboy to Hashem in the form of the midos. That in the midah that he exists and interacts in the world, that's the midah through which we are being mevarech and we are hoping and davening that Hashem should give us more. So let's take a practical example. So we say, Refa'inu Hashem v'nei rafe, Hoshienu v'nei vashel, Baruch atah Hashem, Rofei cholei amo Yisrael. So I'm giving you a koach, a bracha that you should be Rofei cholei amo Yisrael. I'm giving Hashem a bracha that he should be Rofei cholei amo Yisrael. Who am I to give Hashem a bracha? The answer is that no, we are able to. Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interacting in the world now as the Rofe, he's coming to be Rofe. There's a midah that he uses to interact with the Bria in the Inyan of Refuah. The way he set up the world is that the more that we interact with him, and the more we recognize that the koach comes from him, the more we can add bracha to the koach of refuah. And we can add bracha and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you as the rofe, can do even more. So now Hashem is actually able to do more refuah because we enabled, okay, we turned on that refuah switch of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the world. Okay, and that's the idea of the bracha, is that the idea of the bracha is that there's more koach through that midah, but through the midah of refuah, there's more koach now in the bria. Now that we've davened and explained that, and, you know, and connected to it. Now, obviously, the danger of this method is that maybe someone could start thinking that they're davening to the koach of refuah. It's separate from Hashem, right? So like we said from the Chassam Sofer, you're not supposed to say midas harachamim aleinu hisgalguli. You're not supposed to daven to the midos. So that's the chiddush of Abraham Elazar that he's saying now is that we're not davening to the midos, but we're davening to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but only through the way that he interacts with the world. And now he gives in Parakeh, instead amazing, amazing pshat, that this is why if a person eats without a bracha, he's gozel, he steals. So pasha pshat, everyone grows up and thinks, that means you stole the fruit. You cannot eat the fruit. You stole the fruit. It's Hashem's fruit. You have to ask permission. So he says, Rashi doesn't say that. Look at Rashi and the Gemara. Rashi says, it's kiilu goizel es brachoso. You stole the bracha. When you stole the bracha, it means is that now you had an opportunity to open the gates. You could have said, Baruch atah Hashem, I'm giving you a koach to interact in the world in the way that you interact with the world by creating fruits. This was an opportunity for me to open the stream and add more Tosefis, add more bracha to the world, and then I wouldn't have just gained. Everyone would have gained. So that's what the Gemara says. Kilu goza HaKadosh Baruch Hu ul Knesset Yisrael. It's like he stole from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Knesset Yisrael, which was, by the way, why the Gemara says that if you eat without a bracha, it's ki'ilu mal. It's like you ate mi'ila. Mi'ila means you ate from the Beis HaMikdash without permission. Why? Because the same thing. That everything in the Beis HaMikdash was designated that through that item, you could bring out more kavod shem shamayim. More about more kavod Hashem. So the truth is, every fruit is that way. You can use every fruit to ignite more and to expel more koch into the bria of bracha. And therefore, by not doing so, you are in fact limiting the bracha that will come into the world. And that's the problem. Now, in order to understand this a little bit better, again. The challenge of we're not talking about Hashem himself, but yet we're not talking about the Midos either, because then that's divorced from Hashem. So the challenge is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mishpashit into the world through the Midos, right? So he brings a mashal for it in Parakeh, and this is where Parakeh starts. I'll be honest with you, my preparation, I'm having a very hard time with Parakeh. It's a very, very hard chapter. But we'll start off. Usually in the schut of the olam, it comes out. The schut of the chevrei hashir, it comes out. We get a little bit siyata d'shmaya. So he brings a gemara in brachos. The gemara says that why does David HaMelech use the language of barchi nafshi et Hashem? Right, it was Rosh Chodesh lately. We say barchi nafshi. Why is my nefesh giving the bracha? So he says, because the nefesh in this case means the neshama, even though we've said that nefesh is not like neshama, but in this case it means neshama. So he says, the Gemara says, because the nefesh, the neshama of the person, actually is very similar to Hashem. Just as Hashem is mole kol ha'olam. Hashem exists everywhere, and Hashem is the force behind everything. So too, your neshama exists in your whole guf, and that's the force of your whole guf. So in other words, the Gemara is saying, and therefore, barchi nafshi, therefore, dafka, my neshama can bless Hashem, because my neshama is similar to Hashem. Meaning to say, the Gemara is making, let's take an analogy form, as you would do if you were taking the SATs. So you have to do the analogies where we practice. So it's that the neshama is to the guf as Hashem is to the whole world. Just as Hashem is nira ve'eino nira, he's there but you can't see him, but yet everything is him, and without him nothing would exist. So it's the pnimius, right? You know what pnimius? It's the I don't know how to translate pnimius. The pnimius, it's the inside, it's the essence, the internal essence of the world. The pnimius of the world is Hashem, and the chitzonius, the exterior, dress of the world is what we see, but the pnimius is it. So a person's the same way. The guf is the world, is the exterior, but the pnimius is the neshama. So the neshama, and there's nothing that we do that is not controlled by the neshama. So Ibrahim Velazhner says, you know what the depth of that mashal is? The depth of the mashal is trying to explain this concept that we've been saying before. Right? When you say, I'm not talking about Hashem, but I'm not talking about the Midah. I'm talking about how Hashem uses the Midah to interact with us. So who's giving us the refuah? The Midah of Rachmanos is giving us the refuah? The Midah of refuah is giving us the refuah? Or Hashem is giving us the refuah? Well, Hashem doesn't do refuah. And the Midah of Rachmanos exists outside of Hashem. No, so the answer is Hashem uses the Midah, and together that's what's giving you the refuah. It's Hashem is giving us the refuah through the way it's expressing itself is through the midah of refuah in this world, but it's Hashem, right? So it's the same thing. When your ear hears something, who heard it? Your neshama, you, or your ear? So, without an ear, you can't hear, but without a neshama, your ear doesn't do anything either. So your neshama hears, but your neshama hears through the ear. So therefore the mashal is, I heard it. I heard it. My neshama heard it. Well, your ear heard it. Someone will say, no, you didn't. Your ear heard it. Well, what my ear? My ear is just the way that I hear things, right? So he's saying that's really what it's saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the world the same way the neshama is with the guf. Everything that happens in the guf is really the neshama doing it. A person takes out the neshama, Misa is the neshama. So does a person continue hearing through their ears? They're dead, right? So their goof is still there, but can they see? No. Can they? So what, the whole time that they were seeing, was it their eyes that were seeing? No, because now their eyes are still there and they're not seeing anymore. So what was seeing? The neshama. So what was seeing? The neshama or the eyes? Hainuach, it's the same thing. It's the eyes are seeing, what the neshama seeing with the eyes. That's what's going on. It's the neshama seeing, but it looks to us, if you just have a chitzoinis, if you just look at the exterior, it's the eyes are seeing. So it's saying that's the thing.
Hashem is doing it through the midot?
Yeah. So this, which better known as the spheros, right? So in other words, so the midos are Hashem, but it's Hashem's expressing himself in the world. It's just coming out through that midah. But that's just the exterior of it. It's the same way as HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself. That's what's going on over here. Okay, so he says, so that's the amkus of that medrash. It's an incredible thing. In other words, that the pnimius, everything is the pnimius of the midah. And but it's all Kodesh Baruch Hu. And just as a Kodesh Baruch Hu, his mitzias expands into the entire world, so too the neshama expands into the whole guf, and everything that the guf can do is really the neshama doing it. I'm going to share with you a great vart about pnimius on this parasha. Okay. It said that this is based on the Meshech Chochma, of course, that Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell Aaron, throw down your stick and it will turn into a nachash, a tanin, it will turn into a snake. And the Mitzrim were not very impressed with that. They took their sticks, they also turned it into a snake. So he said, no. Let me prove to you I'm right. My snake will eat your snake. And then Aaron's snake ate their snake. Not only that, it said it was a nes, besoch nes, because Aaron's snake ate their snake after it turned back into a stick. Okay, so two questions. Okay, so it ate theirs. So once, well, like that's going to convince them? What's the message? In other words, I can make a snake, you made a snake. Very nice. No, my snake can eat your snake. Okay, so I'll just hire. Look, I hired a tier two magician. I'll hire a tier one magician. He'll be able to eat your snake too. I'll go, well, what did you prove to me by the fact that your snake ate my snake? And second of all, what was the chiddush of the fact that it turned back into a stick and then ate the snake? Who cares? So I heard pshat from Rav Oren Reich. He said pshat like this. It's an unbelievable pshat. The mechashvim, the magic, is all like it is today in a certain degree. Obviously, then it was more real, but it's really the same thing. It's all chitzonius. It's all exterior play on play. It's just games. It's just exterior. It's just making, it's just achizas einayim. It's just making us believe certain things and looking at certain things certain way. It's not real. It's just chitzonius. It's just the exterior. So he says, they were expert magicians. They turned the staff into a snake. But guess what? It really wasn't a snake. It was really still a stick. But they were able to make their stick look like a snake. So you know what Aaron's telling him? He says, guys, you can't do anything. You are all about faking everything. You're all about making us think. That's your whole life, is just chitzonius. It's all the exterior. Everything looks great. You can't make it turn into a snake. You could just make it look like a snake. Me, I'm all about pnimius. I'm not going to make it look like a snake. If it looks like a snake, it is a snake. And you want me to prove it to you? My snake can eat. Your snake can't. Because your snake was never a snake to begin with. Your snake was just a stick. It just looked like a snake. But mine is actually, yes, a snake. And therefore can eat. There was this araya that his whole level of nace is a whole different level of nace. I'm addressing the pnimius. You're just addressing the chitzonius. And he says, that's why it ate it after it turned back into a stick. So you know what he's telling him? Your thing, even if it looks like a snake, is not. Mine, even when it looks like a stick, it's really a snake. Because my thing is really the pnimius. It's not about what it looks like. It's about what it is. And even if it's a stick, it could look like a snake. Even if it's a stick, it could be a snake and can eat. Yours, even when it looks like a snake, it's not a snake. It's just all fake. So he's saying that you guys are all about faking it. You guys are all about just you know, the exterior. And we are all about the panemius. We're all about what it really is. And therefore, what it really is a tanin. It's a snake. And it's a snake, even when it's still a stick, it's a snake. Because we are always about the panemius. We're not about the chitzonius. So anyway, this is a gishmak of art on all the Kainian on the parsha. But the point is that's the mosh that he's using now to explain this concept, okay? And Mitzvah will get a little bit more clarity as we continue. All right?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Thank you for